Today's Mishnah in Masechet Yadayim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. So we were talking about yesterday the psul of water that had been used for other working purposes, and that takes off the shame of the mayim that the Rabbanu were besaking for Netilas Yadayim, and that, of course, it would have no impact on mikvos. That's true, of course, unless it became mayim sheuvim. But when it comes to the natla, you have to put in yadayim that have not been used for other melachas. We also talked about the machlokas, the Rambam, and other Rishonim, about what the psul is of putting a little bit of bread into the water. So here we have a very similar situation. In mayim, shehanach tomat bilmeim et agluskin. So there's water that is used in bakeries, and it's a lot of water, and you just put in the very beautiful, the gluskimer, the really fancy kind of challis that you make. You put it in for a minute to cool it into the water. That would already passel it. But if he just puts his hands into the water to take water out and to sort of tap it on the top of the gluskin, instead of putting the actual gluskin in, then it's kosher. Now, this is a very important halacha, because normally, remember, if you were neitel yadecha and that water falls onto something else, so then that water that comes from your hands is considered to be pasul for netilas yadayim. Now, you would think that in that case, if you actually stick your hands into water, then that would pasul the water. But over here it's saying that if the nachtom, the baker, sticks his hands into the water and then he taps the water onto the chalais, that does not make the water pasul. So how do you explain that difference? Well, the truth is it's very, very similar to all of the strange dinim that we've seen in the Netilas Yadayim. The Netilas Yadayim is an entire world of special takonis that Chazal made, starting with the very fact that there's a concept of Tumas Yadayim, continuing on with the concept of Stam Yadayim and the Gezera of Stam Yadayim, and then the Takana of Netilas Yadayim itself with all of its special dinim, such as the strange shiurim, which are not prorated, and which allow you the theoretical use of water. If you manage to get that water around your hands, that's your business. But theoretically, once you've got a full lug of mayim, for instance, you can use it for 100 people. Not that that is practical, but in terms of the kashas of the shear, or the idea of the water that would be left over, shiore tyra, in which suddenly the shear becomes usable even though you don't have the revias. These are not things that are entirely rational. Obviously, they are the way that we define what it is that we use. And therefore, the same way that there's a concept of mayim tmeim, and that's water that had been used for netilas yadayim, that's not because it came in contact with your hands. It's a new idea of netilas yadayim, that the water that comes off of your hands from netilas yadayim, that is tame. But there's nothing about someone who has yadayim that are not clean, are not tahar, and puts them into the water of the netila, he doesn't pasul them. He doesn't make them tmeim. It's only water that had been used for netilas yadayim that cannot be used. So memela, if somebody did netilas yadayim, yes, then that water is considered to be mayim tmeim. But in this case, and this becomes the marker for that very important halacha, which is spoken out beferish in great length by the Ramah, and that therefore you don't have to worry about coming in contact with the water, unless it's in the context of netilat yadayim. Hakol kshirim litein yadayim. Now, this opens up a new sugya. And this new sugya is called keach notein. We need to have the netilas yadayim that is coming from the power of a person who puts it on. But the question is, does it need koach gavra or does it need koach notein? Now, if it needs koach gavra, it means that it has to actually be put on there by a person. And that person would mean that if you have, let's say, a monkey that's doing the netilah for you, it would not be kosher. So you can train that monkey all you want and have your robot all you want, but it's not going to be considered to be koach gavra. If, on the other hand, the idea over here is a koach notein, then what it means is that you can't have a situation where water is just pouring. Well, let's imagine a case where there's a whole gigantic swimming pool, and you pull the plug on the swimming pool, and now the water is pouring out of the swimming pool the whole time. So if the plug, now there's times in which pulling the plug on a swimming pool, if it's koach rishon, would be called the koach of a notein. As it continues pouring, as we've seen in terms of the halacha of Ritzicha, somebody drowned somebody by putting him downstream of the water that's going to be released by him from the swimming pool. This, if you've got any troublesome neighbors, this is good to know. So then if it's not directly from the keach of the keach rishon, so it's you would not be chayav misa. Similar issues would be nogea over here, and let's say you had a big barrel of water, and the wind blows over the water, and now the water is trickling out of that barrel. The barrel was open, a little top thing on top. It's trickling out. Can you wash your hands with that? Definitely not, because that is not even koach notein. If you need koach gavra, you would need for a person to have turned that over for your hands. So, says the Mishnah, you do not need das. That's for sure. Hakol ksherim litein liyadayim, and therefore even a cheresh, shote, v'katan is perfectly kosher. In fact, if you've got a big barrel, and how are you going to pick up that barrel? That's all you've got. A very heavy barrel of water that you can't hold in one hand, and you want to do netilas yadayim. Well, you go put that barrel between your knees as you sit down, and then you can move the barrel with your knees first in one direction to one hand, and then the other direction to the other hand. And that would be a perfectly kosher netilas yadayim. It doesn't need for you to hold it with your hands, but it does need it for you as an organism to pour it. That's yes. So if you pour it with your knees, that's fine. And that would also be meniach chavit bein birkav vinotel. That would be fine. And what's more, you could have a very big barrel that can't even fit between your knees. You turn the barrel on its side so that the water starts flowing out of the barrel. And then you put your hands in it. And as long as that water is flowing from your original act of turning it over in order to cause it to flow, that would be also considered to be a koach gavra. And for that matter, it just needs a koach notein, because if you have a trained monkey, according to the Tanna Kamma, hakof notel yadayim, you could actually use a trained monkey to pour netilat yadayim. That would be really, speaking of conversation pieces, right? So that would be really a beautiful way to start your seudah. Your little pet monkey comes along and brings water for all of your guests.
That's the meaning, really, of a barrel monkey.
A barrel of monkeys. Wow.
No, there's a barrel monkey. It would you grind it goes together, but the real makor is here. It's the monkey pouring the barrel of water.
Rabbi Yossi does not like that. So he holds that the Netilah is not kosher from a monkey. As far as both of these halachas are concerned, you turn over a barrel, and then that barrel keeps flowing. If your hands were not there in the first flow of the barrel, then it makes no difference that you were the one who initially had turned it on its side. It needs to come from you. And therefore, yes, if it's the first flow, of course, I agree with the Tanna Kamma. But here, I would not agree that you could just turn the barrel on its side, come back 10 minutes later, and have all your guests pour out of the barrel. That is not kosher. And I don't hold that monkeys are kosher, because according to him, you need to have a koach gavra and not simply a koach Hanotin. So these would have, when we get to the halachas on this, obviously, these would have important considerations, la halacha.